I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pat, Dak Prescott had his annual quarterback camp, did he not?
He sure did. Youth camp out there and a great opportunity to kind of get a chance to see Dak in action with working with the kids, and also an opportunity for the media to catch up with him and talk with him away from the locker room. And as we mentioned earlier, as you know, RJ, many times when Cowboys players are in the locker room in that setting with, you know, an Dak situation, sometimes as many as 40 or 50 media members surrounding his locker, it's chaos, right? I mean, it's not an easy place to have a candid conversation with the guy. And so sometimes things like these youth camps are a great opportunity to really kind of get to know or chat with the player a little more than just, you know, the X's and O's of football. And so it was an interesting conversation my colleague Paul Jones had this weekend at the camp. And so here is a bit of Paul's story with Dak Prescott at his annual youth camp presented by Albertsons.
They came to play football and to get up close and personal with one of their heroes. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott running a bunch of first through eighth graders through drills and trying to inspire them along the way.
I was once the kid that they are, and that I try to leave them with that at the end of each camp is that I was once in their shoes. I was once the kid that dreamed about being in the NFL, that dreamed about playing college football and playing in the NFL, playing for the Cowboys. And look, I'm here now, and I'm no different than them. They're no different from me. Their dreams are... They control their dreams and never let anyone tell them what they can or can't do. And if they can leave there today and take that away, then I'm happy.
Dak leading over 750 campers on this day, but pretty soon he'll turn his attention to NFL training camp, where he hopes to lead his teammates on the Cowboys to a successful 2019 season. Just how high does Dak think the Cowboys can soar?
Yeah, my expectations are high. No ceilings on what I can do, what this team can do. And it's just been about work. Just working to get better in every aspect of my game, making sure that my teammates are doing the same. We're excited for the position we're in.
1, 2, 3, champion!
That was NBC5's Paul Jones reporting, my colleague with the NBC5 Sports Department. You can see that story, by the way, and all of our other coverage, including the interview with RJ, Paul's conversation with Skin this past weekend about NBA free agency. It's all on our website, nbcdfw.com. Just click on sports. But the thing to me that stands out in that conversation there was Dak talking about being a kid. And I've told you guys before, a few years ago, during his rookie season, that amazing run that he and Zeke had together, I went back to his hometown, Houghton, Louisiana, spoke to a lot of his elementary school, middle school, high school teammates and friends, went and saw the mobile home park that he grew up in. The actual mobile home that he grew up in is still there. The neighbors across the street are the people who grew up watching Dak when he was a little boy. He loved the Cowboys then. I just always think it's interesting to hear him talk about when he was 7 or 8, 9 years old, dreaming about getting this. And it's why I think he cares so much about doing that and giving back to kids, because the people in Houghton will tell you that he dreamed of one day being the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback. Literally told people that he wanted to be the Cowboys starting quarterback someday. Obviously, there was good fortune involved in getting to this point, but it's still cool to see that it turned out that way, that they all remember that. They have pictures of him in Cowboys jerseys as a young kid, and now he's giving back in a cool way and, you know, getting ready to start, what is it, year 4 coming up. Unbelievable that it's already been 3 full seasons done, going into his 4th season as the starting quarterback of the Cowboys.
You know,
microphone needs to be on.
I turned that off to clear my throat and forgot to turn it back on. What Dak does with the kids, the community is really cool, but a lot of guys do that. So it's not just exclusive to him. But he does have a way of saying the right thing every single time and doing the right thing. I mean, it's just the leadership that he possesses is phenomenal. We can have a conversation on whether or not to pay him or what. It doesn't matter between what we say.
Right, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen either way. Whether or not you want it to happen, it's going to happen. Is it going to be 30? Is it going to be 35? Honestly, it doesn't really matter. Once it's above the rookie wage scale, it doesn't really matter. You're paying a quarterback. Ask the Bengals. They're paying Andy Dalton a reasonably low salary. They can't win a football game because he's not elite. And that's just kind of the bottom line. So it doesn't matter with that. But what does matter is, you know, how this team plays with Dak, obviously. The leadership he has, if you believe in leadership at all. There's a lot of people that don't. But he's got it. He does have it. He does control that room. There, if you've been in that room for 3 minutes, you know who the boss is. You know who everybody looks up to and everybody respects, and it's Dak. And that's, you know, he won the locker room over when there was a better quarterback in there, and he won the locker room over when, you know, Tony was coming back from the injury. Tony was, any other time, he gets that job back, but you know, he didn't. So this guy's leadership is on and off the field. It's in a youth camp. It's in anywhere. And it'll be in Oxnard in a month because they head out to Oxnard a month from tomorrow. I guess today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
A month
yeah.
from tomorrow is when their flight leaves on the 25th. And, you know, I'm heading out there a month from today. So it's going to be a interesting camp. So Donnie had this. He was like, you know, he was throwing down the camp storylines and, you know, what he was most looking for. Because there's going to be about 30 storylines here that yeah. we'll have at camp.
In fact, we have a top 24 storylines list that we're going to reveal on the website, NBCDFW.com.
Top 24?
Top 24.
What a random number.
Yeah, that's because that's the number that we came up with. We literally jotted down our storylines. Oh. We counted and we said, hey, there's 24. There it is. So we'll start on the
Couldn't
first.
Couldn't you have made one up and got to 25?
Well, we just came up with 24, man. And we make the rules for NBCDFW.com. So you can just go ahead and...
Top
24 Boy. Starting on the first.
My gosh, top 24. Okay.
Well, I mean,
I like it. Go ahead.
It's a good list.
It's unique.
It's a good list. And we're going to start releasing them on July 1st on the website and up until the day the Cowboys arrive. And so I thought it'd be fun to hear your guys, and I'll give my top three storylines going into Cowboys camp. They're probably similar in some ways. Maybe one that stands out.
I think the number one, we can just go ahead and get it out of the way, is Dak's contract.
Yeah.
Right?
I call it Dak's improvement, but it has to do with the fact he's going to get paid.
Well, I think there's two aspects of it. I think the improvement aspect of it is one, and I think when the payment happens is two, and I don't mean to give you my second one there by itself there on my fingers. The issue there with Dak Prescott is if he's not paid before the start of training camp, it'll be something that he's asked about in every interview that he does. And remember, this is the only time of the year. Dak Prescott doesn't do in-season singular interviews with any like station or anybody in the market. That's Jerry Jones's thing.
Yeah.
But other quarterbacks and other, you know, and other teams.
No, he does. He does every year in Oxnard. We get him every year.
Well,
one-on-one.
This is what I'm saying. Other teams, they do it weekly. Like Ben Roethlisberger has a weekly show. Tom Brady has a weekly show.
Yeah.
This will be the only time that Dak Prescott talks to the media. And so everybody, you guys at NBC5, us here at The Fan, every media station that's out there will get, at this point, a one-on-one sit-down with Dak.
Right.
It is impossible to believe that the Cowboys could go into training camp and saddle him with that burden to have to answer that question literally 20 times if that's the way they do it. So I think the contract is 1A and then 1B is Dak's improvement, his footwork and things.
I don't even have the contract as one of my storylines. I didn't even think of it because I just assume it's going
to
be there.
Well, yeah, that was my assumption too, is that he's going to have to live up to the contract and his improvement. That was my number one.
Mine was Kellen and Dak together.
Gotcha.
Like just seeing any kind of change. That was one of my, that's the storyline that I'm going to be looking forward to the most. And even though we're not going to be able to see it, like, be real. Like, what we watch on the practice field is not going to blow anybody away.
Well, the thing is, I will argue with you about it in one aspect. Dak has never looked good.
Oh, he's never.
Yeah, he's practice, never, especially on deep balls. He looked the best he's ever looked on deep balls during this OTA and minicamp that I've ever. I mean, that does that translate to the field in the fall? I have no idea.
I totally
agree.
But
all I'm telling you is, he was completing more deep balls to Amari than he ever did with Dez in a practice, than he ever did with whoever they were running out there last year in a practice.
And there was no one, I mean, quite frankly, Amari wasn't a part of this thing last year. They didn't really have anybody going deep consistently at camp.
Randall Cobb wasn't here either. That's what Michael Irvin, that's one of our storylines too, is that that's later down the list, but how much better the Cowboys receivers are 1 year later, August to August, is dramatic. Number two on my list is more of a kind of sentimental for Cowboys fans, and it may not translate to the field as much, but we'll see. I still think it's fascinating to watch Jason Witten back. I mean, to see him back on the field again, and I mean, the reviews from players are that the year off has made a tremendous impact on him in a good way, that he looks fresher and quicker and faster. Is it the case? I mean, I have no idea. I think when he puts pads on, we'll be able to find out, is he really going to be able to be the guy who he was before he was injured or before he retired?
It'll be nice to see whether or not, they can address that position, and certainly all eyes will be on Jason Witten. Another place where my eyes will be is in the secondary, and specifically with the safeties. It's really the only position that the team didn't go out and make a concerted effort to upgrade this offseason. Sure, they brought in George Iloka, but at $2 million, I'm not even 100% sure George Iloka is going to be on the 53-man roster they get down to final cuts. And if that is the case, then we will go into the season again with the same safety situation that we've had in years past and that we have all complained about as being somewhat of an Achilles heel for this Cowboys defense. So if I'm looking anywhere along the defensive line for question marks, and certainly, you know, in another conversation, who starts the training camp on the pup is going to be interesting. But specifically, I want to see what that secondary is about and see if the guys that are there have made some strides, because that's the only way improvement is coming to that position.
What's number two for you, Chad?
I did have Witten on there, Witten? Well. He was my number three, but it's the same one, he was definitely on that. I am interested just to see what he has, if he's got anything left.
Right.
You know,
is he really okay with handing over the leadership role that he once had to Dak and Zeke and
Tank? He doesn't have a choice because it's already been handed over.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like, does he try to to become that guy? He seems to not be.
Right, because
he's been saying that
he didn't take his old locker back.
He made a point of saying, like, this is their team.
No question.
I could understand where your thought process is coming, but we all know
when
Jason Witten,
the
type of person he is.
And in the moment, in the heat of the game or the practices and all of that, I'm interested to see if he does kind of take a step back to allow those guys to lead the way, or if he tries to go back to the way it was, which was, there was no doubt he was the leader. So that's, no question, to me, going to be very interesting. My third one is kind of out of the box a little bit, but I think what I saw from Leighton Vander Esch last year has an opportunity to be special, right? Like, I think he has a chance to be one of the best linebackers in the NFL, but usually the leap from year one to year two is where you really see it with those guys. And everything I'm hearing is that the way he has spent the offseason preparing and everything going on, that the Cowboys they believe that he only scratched the surface a year ago, and that they think he can become even better than what he showed a year ago on the field in year two. So Leighton Vander Esch to me is number three on my list. Again, there's 24. So between three and seven, there were a couple that I could mix up. But Leighton's a guy who I really want to see. He looked a little out of place sometimes during practices, understandably, in his rookie season in training camp. A year later, I think he's going to be all over it. And so Leighton is number three for me to see his improvement as well.
It's Robert Quinn for me.
Oh, all right.
I want to see, because I haven't really gotten a chance to see Robert Quinn yet, and I'm really interested to see him in the one-on-ones against the offensive line and what kind of work he's doing and how him and the other guys of the D-line are working together and what the pressure is like. This was a thin unit at the end of the year last year.
Yeah.
Okay? They lacked depth. And I don't think that's going to be a problem this year. They'll have much better depth on that defensive line, so Robert Quinn for me.
Real quickly, my third biggest storyline to watch at Cowboys camp that starts 1 month from tomorrow is going to be that offensive line. And I know that falls underneath the category of Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott, but when I look from one season to the next, what the Cowboys can drastically improve upon from one season ago without having to make a lot of big upgrades to their line, just getting Travis Frederick back, is that sack number. We got to bring that sack total down that was in the mid-50s a season ago back into the mid-30s where it's been on average for the Cowboys this past decade. Travis Frederick is a guy I'm going to keep an eye on. I want to see how they're working Connor McGovern into the fold. And will they continue to experiment with Lyle Collins and Connor Williams moving them around on the offensive line in camp the way that they did in OTAs?
Finishing out the top five, number four for me was the Amari to Dak to Amari connection specifically. Watching the two of them. Remember, they did what they did last year without an offseason. And then number five was Travis Frederick to me. You know, he still is not going 11 on 11, but to, you know, this is going to be, is the comeback real or has this just been talk? You know, because we've seen him in practice with shorts on, but he hasn't actually been in the 11 on 11 portion of practice. Training camp is when we really see it. Again, our top 24 list, launches on June 1st, next Monday. We'll have one every single day revealed. I'll be tweeting them out as well on my Twitter account and on my Facebook page. But looking forward to camp, boys. Can't wait for it. 1 month from tomorrow, the Cowboys arrive in Oxnard.
All right. Great stuff, Pat Doney.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.